Hip Hop Graffiti. Peace. What's good, y'all? It's Jobless. Sitting here with
Inaj the Dragon.
Inaj the Dragon.
I didn't know if that was a dramatic pause or a welcome.
I was hoping you was just gonna chime in.
I was thinking it was a dramatic pause. I didn't want to mess it up.
It was dramatic. It ended up being a little dramatic, right?
It was kind of a little awkward. It was more a little awkward pause at that point. So that's why I jumped in. You know. Anyways, it's Inaj the Dragon.
That's a dramatic pause. The only thing awkward, you know, is about, I guess, the entire episode at this point. So, a lot of news going on. A lot of good stuff to talk about, though.
A lot of news. It's a lot of things happening in the world today.
We're not bird watching because it's dark outside right now.
Right. Birds are sleeping. We would watch owls if they ever want to come by.
Yeah.
But there aren't any, so.
There has been one taker.
Yeah. But not recently.
We haven't seen him in a while. Him or her.
Right.
Owlette.
Right.
Simone Biles, is that how you say her name?
Yeah.
She's the most decorated gymnast in world history.
That's what's up.
She made history. What did she do the other day?
She created like two new moves or like finally stuck two new moves. So she's like named two new moves that never been completed or done by anybody. One was something like a triple double backflip, and then the other one was a dismount from the balance beam.
Yeah, the balance beam.
So the dismount was new, and the triple double back, I don't know. I actually don't know the name of the two new moves that she landed, but she did.
Simone, send us a anchor voice message and let us know what the name of the
that'd be great. Yo, yeah, hit us up. Let us know. And we're trying, I would look.
I'm gonna go ahead and tell you. I'm trying to put it on a T-shirt.
Right.
So we need to come up with a design. But, you know, leave us a voicemail. We'll have our people talk to your people.
Right. But do that. Yeah, that'd be great.
She ready.
She is. She will be. Speaking of she ready.
They ready.
She ready. They ready. Speaking of being ready. There we go. The the Netflix special.
Oh, yeah. That's
by Tiffany Haddish.
You're talking about.
Yeah. That was a pretty good little special. I wasn't blown away by every comedian, but
obviously some people are funnier than others.
Right, but I feel like for how many people were like six different artists, I was pretty well entertained.
Yeah.
I made it through the whole season, so yeah, if you're in the mood for watching that and you like comedy, stand-up comedy, I recommend it. It was good.
Definitely.
Definitely I laughed quite a bit. I feel like I would have laughed more had I been drinking, but I was sober. So, you know, there's that. But yeah, that was good.
Jay-Z and Roc Nation signed a partnership with the NFL, like a long-term deal with him being... They're like consultant for live entertainment, live music entertainment.
That's
Beyonce is also involved in this deal.
That's dope. I mean, like, I feel like Jay-Z and Beyonce is just like on a mission to piss white people off everywhere. Like, if you don't like Jay-Z and Beyonce, they're just taking over everything that you have no choice but to mention them or know of them in some way, shape, or form. It's dope though. Like, it's pretty epic. But it's like, you know, they just did Lion King, for God's sakes. You know, I love Lion King, but I'm just saying, like, it just dropped an album affiliated with that, and now you're taking over the NFL. It's like, no matter what, you're going to see them, and that's dope. You know, even aside from the NFL thing, my question now is like, okay, black people who were boycotting the NFL, is that now, like, a reason for you to run back? Because... they're partnering with Jay-Z and, you know,
Well, you know, that kind of was addressed today, I think, in a press conference Jay-Z had with the NFL commissioner, Roger Goodell. Mm-hmm. Jay Hope said, I think we've moved past kneeling, and I think it's time to go into actionable items. So to me, that says it's like, okay, the action of the civil disobedience to kneel during the anthem to protest and that activism leading to you being terminated from that position, and now you feel like you're being blackballed. But you've also settled with them, didn't he? Like, wasn't it like a settlement?
Yeah,
lawsuit?
I believe he received a settlement. I believe
he
won
some money, and now nobody want to put you on their team. You can't really be upset at that because these teams already had chemistry going on. Like, are you that good of a quarterback?
I gotta
have the nigga that kneeled.
Right. Like, I think any team after the fact of a settlement would have just been trying to ride some type of publicity train. Because I personally, from what I knew about football and during the time when Colin Kaepernick played football, I followed football quite a bit. He, like, you know, his first season when he actually went to a Super Bowl and all of that stuff was great. But it's like after that, he really fell off as a quarterback. The whole protesting and stuff, he wasn't really doing that till he was second string. You know what I mean? So, like, I felt like he got all, literally he got all that and then some just by this settlement. Like, I think his football career would have been over by now.
Well, they do say that.
Without the protest, and I think it would have, even if he wouldn't have protested, like, if he wouldn't have protested, I felt like his career would have been over by now.
You know,
he wasn't doing much.
It's a competitive sport, and
right?
You're not producing.
And he was on the side. He was on the sideline during his time when he first started protesting. He was like second string. Yeah, okay. Like so. I mean, I feel like I don't even think he wants anymore from the NFL. You know what I mean? Right. Like, I think he good. Well, like I'm good.
It's been said that the National Football League or pro football is like it's the most powerful sport in America. Might not be the most money paid out
right.
as far as to the athletes, but they say it's like one of the most popular sports in all of America.
Right.
So it's going to continue to keep going regardless of your call to action of, you know, boycotting the NFL.
Right.
At this point, we got a lot of people that are still, you know, riding with the movement. There are people still saying that they're going to kneel during the national anthem.
Right.
There's still people that are active in their community in a way where you still know that that quote unquote Black Lives Matter
right.
To them. But so it's time to work. Like, okay, well, how can we work to make this organization better? And
right.
I think that's
and
the
I
part
think
of
that's
the deal.
That's the dope part of the deal. Like, that's the cool part of it that I think is great.
Maybe they'll give Cap a consulting job with Jay.
Is he even anywhere in the article? I mean, like, in the information that's being released, is Colin Kaepernick having anything to do with it? Because I haven't heard about him having anything to do with it. About Colin Kaepernick having anything to do with this deal or anything to do with the NFL or anything like that now. Which, again, he did. I haven't seen him say anything or seen anything like that around. But, yeah, like, I feel like overall it's a good idea. As for me, I wasn't boycotting the NFL so much as I'm just not interested. Like, so I'm going to continue to probably not watch football. But I'll do what I always used to do, and that's peep in on, like, halftime shows and things like that. Like, I always keep up with the halftime show.
Right.
Well, always.
Speaking of the halftime show, Jay-Z said he is not performing at the 2020 halftime show, which is his company will co-produce this halftime show.
Well, hopefully it's a good produced one, because no offense, ever since Janet Jackson popped a titty out, they've been scared to book black acts for a while, and then they had Beyonce like some years later, and that was like one of the best shows, but she knocked out the power grid in New Orleans and then, you know, postponed the game and shit. So yeah, I don't know. I'm like, they haven't really had any really good shows. Lady Gaga's show was okay.
Rihanna has turned down Super Bowl in the past. Jay-Z's turned down the Super Bowl in the past. I think, it just says that he doesn't like the way in the past, the process of it. And the only problem that he had last year with Travis Scott joining as a special guest to Maroon 5 is because he said that Travis Scott had the biggest year to me last year, and he's playing on a stage that had an M on it. I didn't see a reason for him to play second fiddle to anyone that year, and that was my argument.
Right.
So, big ups to Travis Scott from Jay-Z in the article. And then,
well, my thing is, I'm trying to think, like, when I was little, the halftime show was awesome, was always some older group that, like, their music was older, and it was like the older people in the room were enjoying it. So, that's why I get kind of confused about the whole, like, when they started bringing in younger acts. Anyways, like, I was, you know, like, I was already kind of shocked when they started bringing in, like, Justin Timberlake and shit like that. Because I'm like, we not old yet. Like, Justin Timberlake should be performing when we about in our, like, 50s. And then Justin Timberlake should be up there and talk about something. I'm going to have you naked by the end of this song. Poof. And we going to all remember that time we seen Janet Titty. She had a really nice nipple. It's like a little sun. Yeah. The Panthers went to Super Bowl that year. The Carolina Panthers.
Hey, well, maybe we can get Cole performing at the Panthers home opener this year.
Maybe. That'll be
for
lit.
The halftime show.
That'll be lit.
Then that'll set the bar very high.
Right.
For this year at the Carolina Panthers. So, Jay, holla at us, yo.
Yo, I hope, I hope with this deal, though, that Jay and them will start to bring... I don't need to say this because I don't have experience at an NFL game. I've never been to a real NFL game. I've been to stadiums and things like that. When, like, college football is going on and stuff like that. But I've never been to an actual NFL game. So, I don't know.
75,000 people can fit at the Bank of America Stadium in Charlotte with the Carolina Panthers playing.
Right. So, that's a lot of people.
That's...
I mean, yeah. So, I wonder. I don't know. I'm saying I've never been to those. So, does, like, a regular game have a halftime show? Because if not, it should.
Yeah, regular games have halftime shows.
Oh, okay. I'm just saying, because if it doesn't, like, I know the Super Bowl has a big-ass
halftime
show.
One of the last games last year, Nelly, some people were at the game and Nelly was performing.
Oh, okay. Well, okay.
So, yeah, they have halftime shows.
Okay, well, that's cool. Then, yeah, Jay got a lot of work ahead of him.
Right.
I might need to get on the roster. They just throw me out there at one of the little boring games that don't nobody go to. Like the Dolphins. Throw me at the Dolphins. People go to see the Dolphins.
I'm sure they do. They just never won anything.
Right.
Speaking of Miami, Rick Ross's mansion is being used for the Coming to America 2 movie that they're shooting.
Yeah, I hear that. It's supposed to have the original cast. I'm there for that just because I want to see. And since it has the original cast and Eddie Murphy is, like, you know, in it and, like, writing it and stuff. I'm assuming he's the one writing it and working on it and stuff. That gives me hope about it.
Rick Ross says he's...
But Rick Ross has to have a great... Oh, he in it? Rick Ross in the movie? Okay. Now I take that back. I hope it's just... It better be a cameo. Eddie Murphy, listen to me. If you're listening, I'm sure you're listening to me because we go way back. Yeah, don't let him do more than just a cameo because, honestly... Coming to America was a funny movie the first time, and it was a classic, and, like, yeah. So, yeah, let's just, yeah. I feel like, no, oh my gosh, this is perfect on my argument. Remember my argument with Lion King is that I just feel like it's been remade too soon. Right. See, Coming to America is a prime example of it being remade at the right time. That movie is old. Like, to me, that movie is old enough to be remade.
Yeah, that movie.
But Lion King was not old enough for it to be remade. This is no shade to the fact that it's remade, because I appreciate it, because James Earl Jones is getting old, and shit, he might not have too many more remakes left in him, and he was in all these movies that we're talking about. So,
they're going to do a second one, because they're going to remake Coming to America, so.
That's what I'm saying. If they remaking Coming to America, James Earl Jones is in that movie too. So I'm saying maybe they trying to get all his movies done, because that nigga on his last leg or something. Man. They like, we got to get these remakes done. So I appreciate them keeping him a part of it. That's why they went ahead and did Lion King, maybe. I don't know. But I just feel like I'm not old enough for y'all to be remaking my childhood movies yet. You know, and I don't. Maybe that's a selfish thing to say, but I'm not ready for that. They're trying to make me feel like I'm in my 50s, because I was sitting around complaining, like, they're remaking this already? Like, no, that's not okay. They made me feel old. Because that movie came out in the 90s. We were babies. No.
We were babies.
We were young. Like, I'm not going to sit here and pretend I was old with you guys. Now, Coming to America is a movie. I'm like, yeah, oh yeah, that movie old. Like, it was out before I was even, like, doing shit in my life. I don't even know if I was born yet. What year did the original Come to America come out?
I don't know.
That's a good question.
That's a good trip.
Let me
question.
Guess. I'm going to say 1987. I could be wrong. I'm guessing 1987, but it might have really came
off
out.
Off by 1 year, 1988.
Oh my gosh, it came out in the year I was born. Okay, so yeah, I was assuming it was older than me. But yeah, see, now that's a movie you can remake. Yeah. It came out the year I was born. I don't mind. I didn't learn about it until later on in life. You know, I was a baby. Literally, I was an embryo. And then somewhere along that, I was a child. Within the same year this movie came out, yeah. But that movie is classic and it's funny. And yeah, like a sequel or remake or whatever, go for it. So I'm actually excited, because it's going to be written by Stardian, Eddie Murphy, original cast and stuff like that. So, you know, that's that. What else you got?
Oh, we're 17 minutes in, but this conversation's really going, and I
it's
think
really heating up with your cool notebook.
Still wanna know.
Y'all, I just want to talk about this nice stuff. Notebook he got.
Oh, come on.
It's okay, I really love notebooks. That's kind of like my thing. I just love notebooks. I could buy notebooks all day and never, and like write a little bit in each of them. That's the lucky part about it. Anyways, this is a really nice notebook. It's got a little place for his pen. It feels like it's like a leather and or like a pleather at least covered book. It's really nice. You guys should see this notebook.
Speaking of something new and nice, there's a new Meek Mill documentary on Amazon. The Meek Mill documentary. I don't know.
About like his trial.
Right. You know, that situation. Just wanted to take some time to shout out the whole criminal justice reform kind of branding and bring Puma into this, because there's some new sneakers out. If you did want to get me something, they match the notebook there. And 100% of the profits from that actually go to the nonprofit group Reform.
Well, that's what's up. So, yeah, it looks like we're going to have to get some gifts, because that'll be dope.
It's a great gift idea. Speaking of a good gift idea, we might want to start up a GoFundMe. Just recently somebody paid all the lunch debt off in our city for the school system.
Wow.
Like, it was over 10 stacks.
So you saying there's somebody running around here anonymously giving out money.
So this anonymous donor and gifter of money, we're going to start up a GoFundMe, because we not only need some help with our debts, but Mary J. Blige needs our help as well. She owes the IRS like $3 million or
what?
Something like that.
$3 million? I hope they don't get Mary J. Don't lock up Mary J. No, don't do it. She sang about crispy chicken, fresh lettuce with Burger King. Y'all better help her out of this one. Y'all better help her out. If Burger King does not come to her rescue, I'm gonna be.
I really feel like somebody like that has sold, I'm sure, millions of records could just be like, all right, fans, Everybody just send me $1. I'll take care of this today.
Well, you know, that's what happened with Nelly. Like, he had gotten some type of tax trouble or some shit like that not too long ago. And somebody had done the calculations of how many times it would take us to stream Hot in Here for him to be able to pay his taxes. And everybody, the person was like, we have to stream Hot in Here this many times. It was like this big ass number. And they was like, so put Hot in Here on play at night and turn your phone off and let it be on repeat. And he like got the money to pay his, like the song was like number one on iTunes and shit. You know what I mean? Like it was weird. Like, what? Out of nowhere, just because somebody came up with this, the actual amount of streams he needed numbered, like written it out. I was like, okay, shit, I can do that. Like, I mean, when you think of it as I'm just listening to a song that I like anyway, I think I even listen to Hot Here like 2 or 3 times that day just for the fun of it. Like, let me be there for Nelly real quick. It's getting hot in here. You know, so. Yeah, that happened not too long ago. So you know what? Let me turn on some Mary J. I'm about to stream some Mary J. while I sleep to help prepare that.
Oh, man. You know what? What would be hot is Mike Tyson has a podcast called Hot Boxing with Mike Tyson. Mm-hmm. And an article came out today, said he smokes $40,000 worth of weed a month.
$40,000.
I can't afford that type of habit. Maybe Mike Tyson can help out Mary J. Blige.
Right.
We just need to connect the dots, people. I know. We can all help each other.
We really can.
I think Mary J. Blige would much rather owe Mike Tyson a few million dollars than the IRS.
Right. Well, I don't know. Well, you never know. He might have her over there performing at 3 o'clock. At 3 o'clock in the morning while he playing the piano or some shit with a tiger screaming at her.
Hey, yo, Mary. Mary, you gotta come back over here and play that again.
Right, she's up there. Crispy chicken, fresh lettuce.
Get us some Burger King.
We should do that Burger King commercial. I thought that shit was fake. I thought it was a parody. I really did not think that shit was real.
Well, ASAP Rocky might not think it's real, but they found him guilty.
So he gotta go back to
He doesn't have to go back, but what doesn't make sense is he's gonna be on 2 years probation. So if he just avoids Sweden for 2 years, he should be okay.
Right.
Is that how that works?
Right.
Does he have to fly to Sweden and check in with his probation officer?
Well, that'd be dope. Y'all don't even hear each other.
That would be terrible.
British. I don't know what Swedish people talk. Is that how they talk?
I don't.
Wordy. Is that? I just assume when I see these words, they go.
Okay,
British.
I'm gonna go ahead and say that we might have to fight someone if we ever go to Sweden. If they hear
we're British, dude.
Disrespect.
They're gonna be like, "Girl, you was talking about my mama." Like, British.
Disrespectful.
That's not disrespectful. That's what it sounds like to me. I'm pretty sure they'd be like, blah, 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 blah. When they like imitate American. And we ain't gonna talk about what they imitate black people like. So I ain't even gonna get into that. I'm sure they're racist. You see how they treat ASAP Rocky. So I'm not gonna take it easy on them. British. What did you watch? What the meme?
Nothing. Nothing at all. But yeah, no, it would suck to have to fly.
No, that would.
To Sweden.
That would, but you know.
I would think I would never.
I told you I was neither here nor there about ASAP Rocky. Like, I could give him almost a fuck less.
That shit don't affect
him. Right. What he eats don't make me shit.
Huh.
With ASAP Rocky, that's how.
That's all I got for you, though. All
right, well.
It's under 25, baby.
Yeah, you know.
It's pretty good.
Yeah, I'll say so myself. So. I guess we're out.
I guess so. We'll talk to y'all later.